Hi everyone, and welcome to the seventh episode of VSV Voices and the final episode of this year. My name is Sarah and I'll be hosting this episode. We're going to do something slightly different today. In this episode, we have collated various videos for you to enjoy. The start and the end of the school year are full of transitions, which can be really scary. Maria, who is a Year 11 SRC member, has made a wonderful video showing how transitions are not always as scary as they seem.
Hi everyone, my name is Maria and I'm in Year 11. This is my second year at VSV, so I know exactly what it's like to transition from Year 10 to Year 11 at VSV. Before I started VCE, I, probably like many of you now, had this idea that VCE is this absolute nightmare. When I thought of VCE, I thought of endless all-nighters cramming last-minute knowledge into my brain before a huge sack. I thought of not having any kind of social life, any hobbies, or any life outside of school, really. I thought that VCE was my one and only gateway to achieving my academic goals, and that my career somehow depended on one tiny score I'd get at the end of high school. Well, let me tell you with absolute certainty, that is not the case. Speaking from experience, Year 11 was honestly kind of fun. Now that we got to study what we actually wanted to study, I generally enjoyed learning the subjects I picked. For me, that meant dropping maths, which was a huge achievement for me. I even burned all my maths homework in celebration. and studying arts, humanities, and social science subjects instead. But of course, this freedom looks different to everyone. So as you can probably tell, Year 11 is a very freeing and exciting time to learn what you actually want to learn. Freedom to choose pretty much all of your subjects was the best part about Year 11 for me. It meant that I was more motivated and eager to learn. Choosing subjects is a little intimidating for me at the end of Year 10 though. Like I wanted to study subjects that I was interested in, but I also had to keep in mind things like scaling, workload, and any prerequisite subjects that I might need for some uni courses. Keeping all those things in mind made it hard to find a balance between all my subjects, not to mention the huge variety of subjects that VSV offers, making it near impossible to choose just 4 to 6 subjects. But alas, I had to choose my subjects eventually. Keeping all those things in mind, and with the help of my family, I managed to pick my subjects. Yay! I browsed the VSV website to look at any subjects that I was interested in, because goodness knows you can't study a subject that you hate. It might seem like common sense, but you'd be surprised to see how many students pick subjects purely because of scaling or prerequisite subjects. Even if you don't know what you want to do after high school, I think picking subjects that you'll enjoy is the most important thing to consider. You'll probably be studying these subjects for the next few years, so you'll want to make sure that you enjoy them, which will, you know, in turn lead to good grades. Plus, the motivation to study increases heaps when you actually want to learn more about your subjects. And trust me, you'll need plenty of motivation. Sure, scaling is something to consider if you're hoping to get a high ATAR, but even if your ATAR is lower than you'd hoped, it's not the end of the world. One tiny little number does not determine your career. If your ATAR wasn't what you hoped, you know, there are plenty of alternate pathways to get into the course or career that you want. So don't even worry about that. Even now while you're still at school, there's no need to worry about anything, really. You'll be in good hands here at VSV. Your teachers will be your heroes. They'll be one of your main sources of help with whatever you may be struggling with. Now that I think about it, Year 11 isn't actually too different from Year 10. I mean, of course, there's still the weekly submissions, you still got your learning advisor, your teachers, they're all still the same. Even the workload is only like a tiny bit more this year. The only main difference between Year 10 and Year 11 is how dramatized everything is. Sure, it's handy to prepare yourself for the craziness of Year 12, but that's about how dramatic it gets. Year 11 is basically a free trial for Year 12. Your Year 11 SACs, your tests, they have zero impact on your ATAR. So if you're worrying about Year 11, don't. There's no reason to. Year 11 is just a time to explore your interests without having to worry about your ATAR. We are at VSV, after all, the most flexible school in the state. Your VCE is what you make it. Everyone's experiences of it are all different and unique. If you want to make it stressful and full on, by all means, lay it on. But if you just want to pass, then you can definitely just do that too. I'm not saying to slack off either. Passing takes plenty of effort as well. I just wanted to reassure you that this short period of time isn't going to determine the rest of your life. It's the opposite, you know, it's a time to explore your interests and have fun without worrying about your ATAR. That's not to say that Year 11 is easy in any way, you know. Some days you'll have tasks that you'll have no idea how to do. Some days you'll just be unmotivated. And, you know, I dealt with all those things and worse. And I survived. I survived by keeping in touch with family, teachers, and classmates. I looked after myself. I waited till that spark of inspiration and motivation hit me to start working again. And if it didn't, then I got help. It's as simple as that. There's no need to over-dramatize or complexify year 11, or VCE for that matter. In other words, VCE isn't as bad as everyone says. BSV is a really great place to do your VCE. Now that you can choose your subject, you control what and how you study. Year 11 is definitely something not to worry about, and even practicing something as simple as common sense will bring you a long way to achieving your academic success. You got this.
Here are a collection of videos made by various SRC members talking about their experience this year.
I'm Sarah, and my role is Vice President. I'm also the editor of the VSV Voices podcast and coordinator of the SRC promotion video. The SRC has definitely been a big learning experience for me this year. I've learned how to initiate student voice, agency and leadership, and what this looks like in practice. SVL means empowering students to advocate for themselves and to have a say about their education. It also means working with other people in order to improve our school environment and implementing the suggestions of students. I've really enjoyed being part of the SSC this year, learning the many practical sides to leadership, and seeing the celebrations that happen after SVL is successfully demonstrated.
Hi there, I'm Gemma, this year's SRC Secretary and co-writer of the SRC segment of the VSVE newsletter. This year with the SRC has not only been a rewarding experience, however an educational one. It is fair to say that everyone in the SRC have gained some form of leadership skills and experience, and within my role, learned invaluable secretarial and administration skills. Some of this year's highlights include the SRC segment of VSV's e-newsletter, VSV Voices podcast, participation in Curriculum Day, and the Year 7 to 10 Connect Week sessions, where we sought feedback from students and teachers to promote SVL. To me, SVL is encouraging leadership experience within schools so that student voices are projected. Next year, I look forward to seeing more interaction between students and teachers, as well as the role of VSV parents, guardians, carers and supervisors in SVL. Thank you.
This year during the SSC, I've been presented with many opportunities, going to leadership conferences, attending weekly meetings and being a part of the school newsletter. As part of the e-newsletter project, I have collaborated with other students in organising and publishing written articles under scheduled deadlines. This experience has been challenging, rewarding and fun. Watching the SRC grow in both numbers and reach is something I've enjoyed this year, and looking ahead, I see it continuing to advance into a constant in the VSV community, giving voice and opportunity to many students.
I decided to join the SRC because I wanted to experience the feeling of being part of a VSV students group. The SRC has helped me collaborate with other students while completing different projects and tasks. Even though I am the youngest member in the SRC, the senior members did not hesitate to give me the opportunity to edit and put together the SRC promotional video when I asked for it. This made me more confident and I felt that my voice was heard. Everyone in the SRC is kind and encouraging, so it has been a very rewarding and enriching experience for me so far.
Hi everyone, my name is Maria and I'm in the Student Representative Council. This year we made progress. Not only did we develop our projects like our podcast and our newsletter, but we expanded our horizons. We spoke at different conferences and events throughout the year and made brilliant episodes, articles, speeches, presentations and more, giving SRC members the chance to develop their skills as leaders. That is what student voice and leadership is about, giving students a chance to make real change. Next year, I hope we continue to achieve great things and grow as leaders in this really awesome school community.
Thank you for joining us in all our episodes this year. We hope you enjoyed them and wish you the best with your transitions. Remember, if you're struggling with a change, talk to a trusted adult, learning advisor, or the wellbeing team. Have a great holidays and see you next year.